CQ, novembre Faguán, Sierra Sierra. CQ, CQ, novembre Faguán, Sierra Sierra. This is Lima Uniform 8, Yankee Yankee. Copy, novembre Faguán, Sierra Sierra. Over. CQ, CQ, novembre Faguán, Sierra Sierra. CQ, CQ, novembre Faguán, Sierra Sierra. This is Lima Uniform 8, Yankee Yankee. Copy, November Alpha One, Sierra Sierra, over. CQ, CQ, November Alpha One, Sierra Sierra. CQ, CQ, November Alpha One, Sierra Sierra. This is Lima Uniform 8, Yankee Yankee. Copy, November Alpha One, Sierra Sierra, over.
Anyone
assist
you,
loud and clear,
over.
Good morning, Mikey. My name is Luis, Lima Uniform 8, Yankee Yankee. I will turn on the phone patch so you can speak with the students. Good luck, over.
The question.
Lucas, what were your personal motives to become an astronaut? Over.
Mike, can you copy please? L.U.A. Yankee, Yankee, November.
Wait a minute.
Over.
Okay, the first question please, again.
Lucas, what were your personal motives to become an astronaut? Over.
Louder, please.
Lucas, what were your personal motives to become an astronaut? Over.
Yes, my personal motives to become an astronaut were really professional, and as a child I dreamed of such a thing. And later on, I saw it as a great technical and personal challenge for me. And I love every minute of it. Over.
Yannick, which professional qualifications do you have in particular that you were the one who was chosen for this entire project? Over.
Question, Yannick. I think specific qualifications for me really are I have skills in a number of different areas. I began my training in engineering, and have a lot of other skills too. For this particular flight, I'm the lead spacewalker. I've done 7 spacewalks, and that was a big part of the selection. Over.
Clarissa, what steps of career do I have to focus on becoming an astronaut? Over.
Clarissa, you are focusing now on what it takes to become an astronaut, because it really means finding the best in you, following your passion. It's a lifetime of learning and trying to be the best at what you do, but it's really about being passionate about what you do, so you find the way to make it happen. Over.
Lars, with which various operations are you employed? Over.
Lars, I'm involved with all various operations on board. Today, this morning, I will be doing some intense maintenance activities on the space station, tearing into a carbon dioxide removal system to do a repair on the inside of that. I do a lot of science activities these days, running experiments, and so really everything from fixing the toilet to doing very intense science activities. I get to do it all. This is great. Over.
Thomas, which various experts are on board? Which field of activity are you responsible for? Over.
I have different backgrounds, engineering, piloting, test piloting, medical doctor, and so, you know, we focus some. We give the medical intensive things our doctor on board handles, but I also have training in medical procedures, and so we really get to do a lot of different things. We're preparing myself to take over as commander of this complex at some point in the near future, and so I have to really understand it all. Over.
All
Eric, can you technically describe how you get oxygen over?
Good question. Some of our oxygen comes from the ground in tanks, but more importantly, we generate oxygen here by taking water and splitting it through a hydrolysis process, just like you might do in a science laboratory in school, where we split the water into hydrogen and oxygen. We vent the hydrogen overboard and breathe the oxygen over.
Sophia, what is the total weight of the ISS? Over.
Total weight today is about 1,000,000 pounds, or about 600 kilograms. It is massive. Over.
Would it be possible for us to see the ISS from Earth only with naked eye without any technical equipment? Over.
Absolutely. Not right now, because I think when we are passing over Europe, we're in the deep darkness, deep dark of night. But certainly in a few weeks, our orbit will shift. You can search on a NASA.gov website for sighting opportunities for the space station, and I guarantee you can see us over your head, and we can see you. It's spectacular.
Martin, is the circadian rhythm comparable to the one you have on Earth? Over.
Martin, we try to keep our circadian rhythm the same as we do on Earth, although we have a night and a day every 90 minutes, and so we don't have many windows, which is a good thing, because it can be the middle of the night here, and you go to the window, and it's daytime with bright sunshine, and so that can be a bit disturbing. So we turn off some of the lights in the station when it's time to go to sleep, and our personal quarters have the lights down low. Over.
Laura, do you have any free time up there, and how do you personally use it? Over.
I like to look out the window and enjoy the sights of the Earth below. One thing I've been practicing up here is taking pictures at night. I've had some spectacular passes coming over Europe, taking photographs every 3 to 5 seconds, and they're just beautiful. I hope to put some of these together in a little movie clip that I can send out through NASA, and I hope you enjoy. Over.
Tobias, what is your normal food on board? Would all Zugamese like it? Over.
Hi, Tobias. Normal food on board is a lot like camping food or military deployment food. It all comes out of a pouch or package of some kind. It's not bad. It's a collection of different foods. I think if you're really a gourmand that likes gourmet food, fine food, I think it might be a little bit boring, though. We like to add Tabasco sauce and other things to bring up a little more flavor. Over.
Lucas, how can we imagine going to the bathroom in zero gravity? Over.
Lucas, it would be hard to imagine such a thing without gravity helping you. It's a bit tricky. We urinate using a hose and have to use the air movement to handle the solid matter. And I'm just going to have to leave the rest of it to your imagination. Over.
Yannick, how do you keep yourself and your clothes clean every day? Over.
And for ourselves, we do like a sponge bath. We don't have a real shower because the water would not know how to find the drain. And so we do a sponge bath. We have a little private compartment and get hot water, soap, and clean up. Clothes is a different matter. We have no way to wash clothes, and so we basically wear them until it's time to throw them away. Over.
Clarissa, do you generally have access to all media that we are used to? Over.
Clarissa, we do not, and I miss having my news and stuff. We have a limited access to media and a little bit of, of course, they send up a specific television programs to us. If we request a movie, they can send that to us. We don't have a lot of free time for those things, though. Over.
Lars, how much do you get from the daily news on Earth? Over.
Lars, we get news every day. Unfortunately, it's usually a day or two old, and so I'm a kind of a news addict. I like keeping track.
Okay, Peter, the ISS has gone. Come on.
Okay, also die ist...
Okay, so thank you, Luis and Daniel. Well, congratulations to the Hochtaunerschule team for the successful contact.
Every night. Over.
Oh. All right. We'd like to thank you, Michael Fossum in space, with a big, loud applause from the Hochtaunerschule in Oberursel.
Okay,
so, everyone is enjoying what we have heard and enjoyed the answers. So, thank you very much. And, Peter, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Michael, what do you feel now? Are you relieved?
Yes, I am. And I think we all are relieved that everything worked out this time so perfectly. The answers of the astronaut were loud and clear and very good to understand. was a great joy. Yes, do another applaud if you like. Normal applaudieren kann niemals schaden. So, Peter and everyone listening worldwide, we are excited here in Oberursel, and even the sun is coming out right now.
Okay, so congratulations again, dear students, and thank you for the participation. So, herzlichen Glückwunsch nochmal an euch, liebe Schüler, und natürlich auch an die Schule und die ganze Organisation. Luis and Daniel, thank you very much for the fantastic job. Muchas gracias y hasta la próxima vez.
Gracias, Peter. Bye-bye, everybody. Congratulations for all the students that could talk. Bye-bye from Neuquén, Argentina.
Okay, thank you. John, thanks for audio feeding on Echolink.
No, you're welcome, Peter. And again, congratulations to everyone at the school. And I'm going to try and catch a little more sleep here before the workday starts. So, very good. Great content.
Okay, thank you, John. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have shared a moment of history. Amateur radio station Lima Uniform 8 Yankee Yankee in Argentina, operated by Luis Funes, contacting Michael E. Fossum, Kilo Foxtrot 5 Alpha Quebec Golf, aboard the International Space Station, talking with students at Hochtaunerschule in Oberursel, Germany. Now, for the international volunteer team of ARIS, including the radio amateur satellite corporations around the world, the American Radio Relay League and the Royal Belgian Amateur Radio Union, CSA, ESA, JAXA, NASA, and Roscosmos, this is Peter Kofler, amateur radio operator in the November 3 Golf Hotel Zulu, sending my greetings to all of you in amateur radio terms. 73. Best wishes. Operator, please close the lines. Thank you.
This concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation.
So,
thank you.
Das war's. Die Telefonkonferenz wird abgeschaltet. Der Kontakt hat funktioniert. Wir sind erleichtert. Hinter uns liegen ungefähr 1,5 Jahre Planung für dieses Ereignis heute, für diese 10 Minuten. Man kann nicht einfach mal eben mit der ISS funken, könnte man schon, aber die Astronauten da oben haben eben auch andere Dinge zu tun. Deshalb muss so ein Event wie dieser sehr gut geplant werden. Ich bedanke mich ganz herzlich bei den Schülern der BG 13. Habt ihr super gemacht. Es waren sehr interessante und sehr gute Fragen. Wir wissen jetzt zum Beispiel, dass Michael Fossum bereits 7 Mal im Weltraum unterwegs war. Einer der Gründe, warum er auch diesmal auf der ISS ist. Wir wissen, dass das Essen nicht gerade für Gourmets ist. McDonald's ist vielleicht ein bisschen besser noch, soll man nicht glauben. Und wir wissen auch, dass der Michael gerne, wenn er freie Zeit hat, was man da oben auch hat,
eben gerne die Erde von oben fotografiert. Viele von uns könnten sich das vielleicht auch vorstellen oder wünschen, dass man so etwas mal erlebt und sieht. Heute sind wir so nah wie möglich gekommen an diesem Moment, dass wir mit jemandem direkt sprechen konnten, der eben dort oben ist. Möglich gemacht ist das durch unser Hobby, und ich muss es nochmal betonen an der Stelle, es ist ein Hobby, Amateurfunk. Die Astronauten an Bord haben auch eine Amateurfunklizenz. Es ist etwas, was eigentlich jeder machen kann. Wenn Sie Interesse oder Ihr Interesse an diesem Hobby gewonnen habt, wir werden hier noch Informationen aushängen. Wir haben zurzeit auch einen Kursus laufen. Also Sie können sich an uns wenden über die Internetseite www.fox11.de, Fox, F-O-X, geschrieben. So, du nochmal was dahinterher? Okay, gut, ich würde sagen, das war's dann. Vielen Dank. Vielen Dank für Ihre und eure Aufmerksamkeit. Schönen Schultag noch und nochmal vielen Dank an die Schüler der BG 13.